Earlier this month, 37-year-old Austin Eubanks was the keynote speaker at Kentucky's second annual Harm Reduction Summit in Northern Kentucky, where officials addressed substance abuse prevention and recovery. According to Harm Reduction International, there is no universally accepted definition of harm reduction. The HRI website says harm reduction refers to policies, programs, and practices that aim to minimize negative health, social, and legal impacts associated with drug use, drug policies, and drug laws. I'm Sherry Lawson. I talked with Eubanks about his message at the summit. Eubanks was one of the students injured in the 1999 Columbine High School shooting. April 20th marks the 20th anniversary of Columbine.
I came to this work by way of my own personal recovery. I was a person who turned to substances to cope from trauma. I was one of the injured students in the 1999 Columbine High School shooting. I was shot twice and witnessed the murder of my best friend right in front of me. And as a result of the medications I was given for my physical injuries, inadvertently I started to medicate the underlying emotional symptoms of my pain. And that's a big part of my message, is the ways in which we are turning at an ever-increasing rate to medicators, substances of all kinds, because of what I believe is our culture's inability to process emotional pain in a healthy fashion.
Who is your message for? Who do you want to hear your message, and what are you trying to tell them to do differently?
Absolutely. So it's important to know there is no light switch solution to these problems. We are going to have to look at a paradigm shift in our old ways of doing things in a number of different arenas in order to eradicate these issues from future generations. So my goal is to spark this dialogue with people who have the ability to impact that change. Anybody who has a vested interest in youth, anybody who's working with our incarcerated population, parents, the future generations, leaders of industries across the country. So I think that everybody has to come together to address this very complex problem in a comprehensive fashion. And it takes bringing together broad audiences like the one we have today in order to accomplish that.
How many times have you done this talk?
So I've been working in the field of mental health and addiction treatment for about 7 years. I've been speaking publicly for about 2.5 years. The talk that I give today is a variation. It's actually one that I haven't done before, but every time I speak, it's somewhat extemporaneous. And so I kind of make sure I can have it resonate with the audience that I'm speaking to the best of my ability.
How real is it that getting people together, talking harm reduction, can really make a difference for people who have been in a situation like you, or people who just on the street for some reason have become addicted?
Absolutely. Well, I think the biggest piece is changing the way that we talk about addiction. It is still so incredibly stigmatized. And we know in healthcare that the way to treat any disease and promote outcomes is through early detection, early intervention, and prevention. But for some reason with addiction, we just don't apply that. We wait until we're literally picking people up off their deathbed sometimes and saying, hey, maybe we should get this guy or girl some help. And I don't think that it has to be that way. So we have to start the intervention process sooner. And we have to understand that harm reduction is a real thing. Like, there are medicators of all types in our lives today, and they're being dumped upon us at an ever greater rate, and some are more harmful than others. So we have to come together and work on improving people's quality of lives, and I think that's what's most important about the message today.
When you say harm reduction is a real thing, what is harm reduction to you? It's a big thing.
Absolutely it is. So for too long, I think that we have focused on addiction rehabilitation from a place of stringent abstinence. That is the only way to recover. And if that was available to everybody, then I would agree with that. Yes, abstinence is wonderful life. Unfortunately, in the culture that we exist in today, it is not a reality. We are seeing the statistics of people who go to treatment for 30 days and return to independent living, it's less than 10% are actually recovering from a place of abstinence. So I think if we can transform that conversation to say, how are we truly going to improve people's quality of life, that can be transformative in the way we combat this pandemic.
You mean while they're detoxing?
Well, I think throughout their recovery process. So you're always working towards becoming a better person. But medication-assisted treatment is saving lives. And I think that for too long it's been stigmatized, specifically in the rooms of AA and NA, as not real recovery. But you know what? Stabilizing your brain chemistry while you are working through a therapeutic continuum of care is really, really important. Because the truth is, with the toxicity of the substances that exist today, oftentimes it's life or death. And we have to keep people alive long enough to where we can figure this out.
And that's the biggest part of harm reduction, meeting people where they are.
It absolutely is.
when did you realize that you had an addiction issue, and how did you get help?
So for me, I was in my early 20s, the first time everybody really came together in my life and forced me to admit that I had a problem. From that point, I went to treatment on four separate occasions before I finally figured it out. And when I did, I stayed in treatment for 14 consecutive months. So for too long, we've been fed this lie that if you're addicted, you go to treatment for 28 days and then you're fixed. And unfortunately, that's just not the case. We need to put together a continuum of care for people that really takes them to that 1 year mark, because that's what it takes to truly change the behaviors and the brain chemistry that comes with a life lived in addiction.
Anything else at all you want to let people in Kentucky know about harm reduction, about your story, or why you think this summit will be helpful?
Well, I think anytime we can bring people together to have these conversations, my hope is that they will go back into their communities and continue this dialogue. So I'm a firm believer that it's grassroots organizing that is going to help us impact the greatest amount of change. And hopefully we can elevate these conversations to the people who have the loudest voices in this country. Because right now, I don't think it's being talked about in a meaningful fashion at the highest levels of our legislators.
Where do you live now?
Right now I live in Steamboat Springs, Colorado, by way of Denver, Colorado. Yes.
Okay. And you seem like you're doing well, whatever that means.
Well, absolutely. It's a privilege to do this work and to be able to share this message with people. And I just have to say, I mean, the blessings of recovery are enormous, and it is available to anybody who wants it. You just have to find the courage to ask for help and simply do the next right thing.